This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Switching gears here, there's a lot of different animals in the old animal kingdom, but we know a lot of what the noises that they make. However, there are some that are outliers, and they make things that are a little bit difficult. So let's play a game.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 of the weirdest animal noises. I don't know about weird animal noises unless you want me to tell you about a girl I once dated and the sound she made in the throes of passion. In this case, try prying open the mouth of a two-month-old Henry Lab who decided to eat a half-consumed burrito on the sidewalk and you have a whiskey buzz, only to have your hand slip off his mouth and into his razor-sharp teeth where they continue to puncture your thumb. I can tell you the sound I made would shake the core of any living creature on this planet.
That's a fact. That hurts like hell. I've had that happen.
Those razor-sharp puppy teeth?
Oh, my God, dude.
And they don't quite know how to use their mouth yet?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those punctures are something else.
It is tough, man.
It's all right. You always have to pull crap out of their mouth, and you're like, man, it's like sticking my hand into a moving garbage disposal.
Yes. Oh, my God. So here's how the game's going to work. I have 10 different animals on here.
All right.
I'm going to play you the noise, and I'm going to give you multiple choices of basically the type of animal that we're looking for. That's kind of what we're going to do.
Okay.
Bonus points if you can get the exact animal that it is.
All right.
Get it by name, okay? So here's your first animal. Is this a bird, a mammal, or a reptile?
Mammal. It's a monkey.
Mammal. No, that is a bird.
Damn it!
That is the laughing kookaburra.
The laughing kookaburra.
The laughing kookaburra. Yes.
Can you imagine if you did that if you tripped?
I know.
Oh, no. All right. Is
You're
it
like,
a mammal?
Son of a...
Is it a mammal, a bird, or a reptile? This one hits close to home. Oh, wait. Never mind. No, it doesn't.
Reptile.
Shoot, hang on.
Mike's not sure.
I know what it is. I changed it up. So I gotta go back in here and make sure that I know what it is here. Oh, okay, yep, never mind. Okay, is it a mammal, a bird, or a reptile?
I would say a bird.
Bird?
Give it to me again.
I'm gonna go reptile.
I'll stick with bird again.
That is a mammal.
What
we go down under to the doggone nation's animal. That is a kangaroo. Jesus.
They don't seem as cute anymore.
No, they do not.
Huh.
They're just jacked up deer, man. How about this one? Is it a bird, a mammal, or a reptile?
Whoa.
I'll say
reptile.
Bird.
Reptile, bird. Ted?
Mammal?
That is a bird. That is called the white bell bird, and it sounds like a doggone nuclear alarm.
Oh,
Jesus.
God.
Yeah.
Imagine waking up to that every morning.
Isn't that awful?
I don't keep the dogs away.
Mammal, bird, or a reptile?
I'll say reptile.
I'll say mammal.
Bird.
That is called a roe deer.
So it's a mammal.
It's a mammal.
I don't think I've got one right. Deer.
I haven't either.
How about this one? Is it a mammal, a bird, or a reptile?
I'm going to say a reptile.
I'll say a mammal.
Bird.
Steve Thrillhill, you're right. It is a mammal. That is a cheetah.
That's a cheetah?
They chirp.
I know they can't growl. They said with tigers, lions, and like maybe leopards. Only three of the big cats can actually growl.
Right.
I think it's three. I knew cheetahs could, and I did not know that they sounded like that.
It's kind of the cheetah chittering. They also make it like...
Well, think about your house cat. They can do that.
Exactly.
You know, when they're trying to call birds.
Cheetahs are highly overrated.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're super fast. Like, as a kid, I thought it was like the coolest, baddest-ass animal. But again, they barely keep half their kills because they're so tired when they're done. That's what makes them run so fast, is their heart pumps different. They don't roar. It's just like... I don't know. It's overrated.
I mean, that sound does not inspire fear.
For a big
fear.
Cat, yeah.
See, here's the problem. I'd go on safari, hear that, and be like, ooh, let me go see what that is. Mm-hmm. Thinking it's a bird, and I get my face ripped off.
That's a fact. That is an absolute fact. Okay, is it a bird, a mammal, or a reptile?
That's a bird.
I'll say a reptile.
I'm thinking reptile.
Ted, you're right. That is a bird.
Yeah.
That is the kiwi.
The national bird of New Zealand.
There you go.
Does any bird like in New Zealand or Australia sound normal?
Just saying.
Maybe no. I'm just used
Does
to
it
like,
all sound like a dinosaur down there?
Good. Pretty much.
I bet they got normal sounding birds too, but for the most part, they're frightening.
I mean, when you think about it, there's a lot of like Jurassic Park and a lot of the old dinosaurs. That, like
Making
the birds that
sound.
We have today are all descendants of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So, is it a bird, a mammal, or a fish?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'll say bird.
Bird, mammal, fish.
Mammal.
Fish.
Miles, you got it as a bird. They call this the greater sage grouse.
Ooh.
It's got a big, almost gelatinous chest on it, and it kind of like fluffs it out, and it makes that weird water drop
sound.
Kind
of a cool sound, though. Yeah.
But I can see why you said fish as an option.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Is this a bird, a mammal, or a reptile?
That is a bird.
That is a drive-by.
That's that giant bird with the...
Which is a mammal.
With the giant beak that looks kidding. Ferocious.
The shoebill.
You are exactly right. That is a shoebill.
Yeah, that is a shoebill?
That's a shoebill.
Play that again.
That is it clacking its beak open and shut.
Damn. Wow.
Say hello to my little friend.
That would be more terrifying.
We couldn't
dude.
Afford a machine gun you for want, the movie, so we had a shoe bill.
Right. Hey, look, man, if that thing does that in a restaurant, everybody's hit the deck.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, right. But if,
oh, one person is.
But if he had said that, say hello to my little friend, he opens a door and that big son of a bitch walks in doing that, man. I'm heading for the doggone hills.
Damn.
Bird, mammal, or reptile?
Reptile.
I'll say mammal, but I think it's a bird again.
Miles?
Mammal.
You guys got it right. It is a mammal. Yet again, we go down under. That's the old koala.
So cute.
That's its come get some booty sound.
Well, no, right. Works.
Now, koala bear, drop bears, underrated. Looks cute. Is ferocious. Has an STD.
That's right. They have chlamydia.
Yeah. Chlamydia.
Just saying. I take my chances with that little... Hey, baby. With the cheetah.
Oh, you too?
Yeah.
And then this is... I'm going to leave you guys with this one. Is it a bird, a mammal, or a reptile?
Mammal.
I'll say reptile.
Bird.
It comes from Australia. That's how you know it's a doggone Australian bustard bird.
Jesus.
A bird is making that noise.
They're not happy to live down there, are they?
No.
They sound angry.
Everything in Australia sounds angry except the people.
God almighty.
That's true.
I mean,
well, when you live around danger, you got to be happy.
I guess so, man. That shoebill, terrifying.
Yes.
The kangaroo, hearing it make its noise like that.
And they'll box you.
Yes, they will.
But if it sounded like that, I'd be like, I'm not boxing you, man. You seem angrier than I am.
Rear naked choke your dog.
That's right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.